We're here to hear the word from you. And we want to believe and we want to receive your plan for this memorial. Holy Spirit tattled this morning. He said, when was the first memorial? So I didn't know what to respond, so I kind of just held out, and he said, Egypt. They had to remember the lamb's blood. Otherwise, they were going into destruction. So they remembered. Many chose to remember. And that's memorial. And when they put the blood on the doorpost, their entire family was saved. That's the first vision that God gave to all of us to stand on when we are going for family salvation, because the unbeliever is included. Remember, some of the Egyptians went to the Israelites because they already had a taste of how many things they had been through. They had tasted the pandemic. And it came in multiples of levels. So when the Egyptians said, these false gods that we now have served for years and years are now being identified. Right or wrong? Okay? I mean, they worship frogs, let's face it. So he gave them enough frogs to show them it ain't good for soup. Let's face it. I mean, you know, he showed them their gods that they served were what? Fakes. We've got some fakes now. You've got some fake news. You're seeing the truth for a change. And it's, to me, it's not coming fast enough. That's the me part. Anybody got a me part?
No.
Not fast enough.
No.
So again, what are we doing when we trust the memorial of Egypt? Then we fast forward. When is the next memorial? When he said, I'm breaking bread, do this in? So that's your next Memorial Day. See, the world is celebrating today the death of their loved ones and veterans, etc., etc. And I'm not negating any of that. On a side note. You know, sometimes you do things and you do them thinking that you know what you're doing as you're about to obey, right? So, yesterday, well, 2 days ago, on Wednesday, I went to pick up some flowers for the, we have five cemetery areas that we have to put flowers on in the cemetery. And we do this every year. We've been doing it for years and years. Five of them. Well, last year when I went to the different monuments, two that are very connected to my wife and I is her mom and dad, and there's a big monument, and my mom and dad and that monument. Well, because of the stuff that they've been putting in the air to try to kill our trees, etc., for global control, and that's another subject. All this grayish green stuff is growing on the stones. It is literally on my tree in my front yard, in my backyard, and it just irritates me. And I get upset. I said, Lord, now what are you going to do about this? And he said, when it's time for the rain to come, I'll wash it away. Relax, I'm in control. But He didn't tell me what to do to wash away the stuff that's on the monuments. So I looked up online to find out what to use to get this stuff off, because, I mean, they're expensive pieces to replace. And they are literally, and of course, her mom and dad's, it came from his wife when she died, Irene's real mother, in 1936. So, you know, the headstones are from that day. The one with my mother and father is in 1989, so there's a lot of difference, but it was being damaged. So I went out there with a bucket and some detergent and a brush and whatever else, and of course my bump clothes. And I went in there and did, obviously, I sprayed some bleach on my mother and father's, and then I went over, because that's what he told me. He says, there's less on this, so let it kind of sink in when you get to the other one. So I did. I bleached the other one. But my dad insisted when he was going home, he used to work in the greatest quarry of the world, Rock of Ages. And that's where I was brought up, in Vermont, at the Rock of Ages quarry. Make sure that the stone that you buy for the family is polished. I don't want none of this rough stuff. So now I know why. Because my dad's monument is all polished, because it took us a while to find one. It's polished on all sides. Even the base has some of it is polished. Well, if it's porous, that green stuff sinks into the stone and you cannot remove it. It won't come off. So I'm working on my father-in-law's, and I'm pouring liquid stuff and all this stuff. I got the top stuff off, but it actually has permeated the stone, and the stone is now green. And it won't come off. It just won't come off.
Even the bleach?
So I'm going to go to a monument place and find out if they have a particular product that I can put on, because it won't come off. I mean,
the bleach
I did.
Didn't touch it at all.
I got the top layer, which is moss, but the stain is actually in the stone.
Wow.
So I said to the Lord, after I got to do, I did the best I could. I got it all off. All the lettering was all manipulated, so you couldn't read it correctly. And I scrubbed all that, both sides, and on my hands and knees, scrubbing the bottom, doing my best. So later on, I said to Irene, I want to waterproof the lettering because I don't want that stuff to happen again. So I had some spray that I used to have at the store where you sprayed the material of a chair and it became water repellent. So I used some of that on it. So when I went back with the water repellent, I noticed that, you know, gee, Dad's monument looks gorgeous compared to all the others. Not because it's clean. And it came out good. I got to admit, it came out good. But her dad's, it still needs a lot of work. So I couldn't put anything on his. I said, it's not clean. So there's more work to be done. But as I'm scrubbing, thoughts are going through my head. Lord, I got a question. Of course, I've always got questions. So I'm sure he's used to me by now. I got a question. If my body ends up over here, is somebody going to come and scrub this thing? And he gave me a vision. He gave me a vision within seconds of the question of who would be the one that would clean the monument.
Wow.
And I wanted to cry, just, you know, yes, there's one. Yes, there is one. His love is connected so deeply. He will be the one. The very one that you argued with, fought with, convincing him that I loved him. Because he just couldn't believe anybody loved him. But now he knows. Because if there's a crisis, the phone rings. Pep, we need prayer. So his connection is part-time, but part-time is better than no time.
Amen.
So lift your hands to him. Say, I'm trying now, Lord,
to figure out
why this Memorial Day is special.
Why this Memorial Day is special.
For me. In January 17, 2020, this word came to the house of prayer. Okay? I'm sorry, 2021. Got to do the right one first. I am raising up a new standard for the house of prayer. A change is coming. Now, this is a year and a half ago almost, okay? You are ready for the next level. This new standard is like nothing you have known in the past. So don't go by where you've been. Step forward into what he's prepared. Some may rebel. However, revelation will come from me, and those in rebellion will turn from their desire to run and will turn back to me. You are ready. You are all ready. But some don't believe they were. Okay? So notice again, he requires that we trust him instead of ourselves to try to solve a problem for other people. And that's very important for you, Dee. Because this is speaking about you.
I know.
And what Holy Ghost did with you. And he gave it to us a year and a half ago. And look at what happened today. Yeah. Hallelujah. Only God.
I mean, I packed the whole thing by myself except for 2 hours. Marianne came over and packed my dishes.
Hallelujah.
And then I had 300 Christian books that I was going to get rid of, but I kept my favorite ones, and I didn't want to bring them to Savers to sell them. And I kept asking the Lord, where can I bring them? Where can I bring them? And my friend Louise Butler, daughter, called a friend, and there's a church in Ware that I delivered them to Belchertown, but the pastor's really excited. There's teaching books. There's all kinds of books in there that he's all excited about. So I'm blessed that I was able to bless this church community.
Amen.
He answered my prayer.
The other one. Now I want you to hear what happened 1 year to the day. Are you hearing me now? This is 1 year to the day on January 17, 2022. Now you heard the first one, which was January 17, 2021. This is what he said in 22, 1 year to the day later. If my people will humble themselves and call on my name, I will hear their cry and heal their land. My people are weak. The remnant are few. Many are so focused on themselves and what's right for themselves, they have lost focus on the bigger universal picture. What have I designed you to be? A nation undivided, all in one accord. My remnant are few, but one by one, unity can be achieved. One interlocking with another across your towns, starting in neighborhoods, going from town to city throughout your state, state to state to state, even to across the ocean, to the state not physically connected. These are the United States. That includes Israel, because Israel is a state. Pray for one another. Stop criticizing and judging. Forgiveness is key in these times. Love will make a way, and I am love. Therefore, put down your burdens. Follow me out of the darkness into the light of love. Follow me out of the darkness into the light of love. Say that one for I'm following you, Lord.
Following you, Lord.
Out of the darkness,
out of the darkness,
into the light of love.
Into the light of love.
Are you catching on? Is this speaking to you?
Yes.
Is it saying, stop worrying about Joe, man, woman, whoever they may be, young, old, whatever. God is going to teach and counsel them, and you can rest.
Amen.
The minute you stop and you start worrying, what are you doing?
You're sinning.
It's almost a sin. It's your unbelief showing. That's why only believe and choose to believe is the solution. You know, when you watch a child having an issue with life, and they tell you loud and clear, which happened this week, my little 8-year-old says to me, take me to jail so that I can get away from you. Yeah. Take me to jail so I can get away from you. And stared in my eyes. Okay? We were about 2.5-3 feet away from each other. And I didn't reflect. I didn't respond. Because there was nothing to say. Because I know who's talking. But you see, if Jesus in me is a threat, what is using that little girl's mouth?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, what? Because you need to know that's not her talking.
Yeah.
Okay? So what do? The Lord says, bless them that misuse you. So the following day, I went to Big Y, picked up some corn, and that's one of her favorite things. Well, they had corn on the cob, which was awesome. So I buy these corns and I cook them because I'm preparing supper for Irene because she's babysitting. All three of them. So I ate my corn and ate my supper because Irene was supposed to be very late because the mother was supposed to work overtime. But the daddy came out a little early. So I'm looking at those corns in that bucket, and I'm thinking, I think I'll give them a appetizer because I know they're going to eat late. So I drove down with the hot corn in the pan. And, of course, I wish you could have seen their faces because Matthew eats no vegetables except corn on the cob. He won't eat corn on the can. He will only eat corn on the cob. And, of course, those of you who know, he had no front teeth up until last fall. Now he's got front teeth. So last year I would laugh because I never did it out loud, but he would chew from the side, corn on the cob, and it would fall everywhere because there was no teeth. He opened up that cover, you know, and I could have given him a $50,000 gift, and it couldn't have been more joyful. And, of course, here's my 8-year-old. She takes her turn and grabs a corn, and they're off with a plate. Kitchen table, the butter's out there, and Matthew's very impatient. So he takes his knife, and he's putting the butter on top, but it wasn't going fast enough. So the next thing I know, both hands, he's literally greasing up the corn.
<That's funny.
laughs> Butter oozing through his fingers. Do you see the joy? If I would have got upset to the little girl, what good would that do? So you bring a gift. What does the gift do? It erases the manure. It cleansed the land. Healing took place. When I walked away, driving home, the joy of, you know, a few ears of corn.
I know.
What did you do? You brought healing. You brought a change of pace into the same house.
You brought brought love.
Brought love, yes. Yeah. Corn on the cob can definitely be love. So, what does that have to do with memorial? You can have the memory of the pain and of the insult that the enemy gave you, or you can overcome with love. You have a choice at that point. You can remain injured. You can remain angry. You can blame the child, and the child is not guilty because she is not the one that spoke. And I don't care how old the child is. Okay? So, I want to interject something we've done before in the past, but he told me to do it again to bring it to pass. Because we have to rehearse the words that were given to us. All right? So I'm just going to ask you now to just close your eyes. Put one hand over your heart. And we're going to give a corporate prayer. And I'm going to personalize it. So I want you to personalize it and repeat so that the harmony will hit heaven with an impact that darkness will not be able to do anything but back off. Say, Lord Jesus, by an act of my will, I'm going forward with this prophetic prayer. Father, I just acknowledge today, and I stand right now in the blood of Jesus Christ. I wash myself
in the blood,
body, spirit, and soul,
in every dimension,
in every realm,
under the sphere of my authority.
I step into you.
And
I present myself
before you today
as a body of believers. First of all,
I forgive
and remit
all sin,
all transgression,
all iniquity,
all blood guilt
that has been done.
Whether in words,
or thoughts,
or deeds,
in every dimension,
every realm,
and every sphere,
here and under the circumference
of my geographical authority.
Father, I nail it to the cross.
The penalty of it.
The reaping of it,
the roots of it,
the fruits of it,
in every dimension,
realm,
and sphere,
let it be nullified
right here
at the foot of the cross.
I thank you
for the washing
of the water
of the word
that restores my soul.
And I thank you
for the fire
of the Spirit
that purges everything
in the atmosphere
and burns it up.
It burns up all darkness,
every work of darkness,
every structure of darkness,
every stronghold of darkness.
Let it come under fire.
And judgment of God.
Father, I thank you
for the unifying work
of the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
you are the Spirit of truth.
You are the one
that indwells me.
And you are the one
who has taken me out of the kingdom of darkness.
You have translated me
into the kingdom of light.
into the kingdom of your Son.
Into the kingdom of your Son.
I am no longer bound.
I am no longer bound.
Under the authority.
Under the authority.
And the rule.
And the rule.
Of the kingdom of death.
Of the kingdom of death.
Hell.
Hell.
And the grave.
And the grave.
The law of sin and death.
The law of sin and death.
No longer applies to me.
No longer applies to me.
Did you hear me? The law of sin and death.
The law of sin and death.
No longer applies to me.
No longer applies to me.
Nor the roots.
Nor the roots.
And the fruits of it.
And the fruits of it.
This law of sin and death.
This law of sin and death.
No longer applies to me.
No longer applies to me.
I'm getting it.
I'm getting it.
I will live my life.
I will live my life.
Under the law of the Spirit of life.
Under the law of the Spirit of life.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Romans 8, 1 and 2.
Romans 8, 1 and 2.
I live in the light.
I live in the light.
If I live in the light.
If I live in the light.
And I walk in the light.
And I walk in the light.
I am in the light.
I am in the light.
Then I have fellowship with the light.
Then I have
And I bear fruit in the light.
And I bear fruit in the light.
And there is no darkness found in me.
And there is no darkness found in me.
So I ask Jesus.
So I ask Jesus.
That you would remove any layer.
That you would remove any layer.
Of influence.
Of influence.
That I might have bought.
That I might have bought.
Or brought with me today. That I may not even be aware of.
Any layer that has shaped
or formulated thoughts in my mind
or thoughts in my heart
that have depressed me
and
caused me to fear
or doubt
or stress
in me
in any measure.
That you would, Holy Spirit,
come with your sword of truth,
and
be and divide between my soul and my spirit.
That you would take those
transparent
things
out from my being right now.
Out from my being right now.
That you would replace that,
that
with your love.
With your love.
Which makes me whole.
Which makes me whole.
With your truth.
With your truth.
Which realigns me.
Which realigns me.
Body, spirit, and soul.
Body, spirit, and soul.
With your plumb line.
With your plumb line.
That anchors me.
That anchors me.
And roots me.
And roots me.
Back into the foundation of Christ.
Back into the foundation of Christ.
Holy Spirit.
Spirit.
Only you can do that work.
Only you can do that work.
I've retired.
I'm retired.
I'm not doing it anymore.
I'm not doing it anymore.
It's way too big for me.
It's way too big.
So Holy Spirit, you're on the job. And I'm going to rest.
I come into alignment.
And agreement.
And agreement.
With my scroll.
With my scroll.
Jesus said.
I have come to do your will, O God.
According to what is written in the book concerning me. Jesus, I stand here today.
And come into agreement with my book.
That is written of my life.
And my role.
Whether I understand it right now or not.
I acknowledge
that you wrote my life
and
my purpose,
and
it's my job to dig it out
and
mine it out
like a treasure.
Lord, I establish
that plumb line
from heaven into the earth
that anchors
that anchor of truth.
That anchor
concerning me.
Concerning me.
I say yes.
I say yes.
Yes, I say yes.
I say yes. Yes.
To my book.
To my book.
And to my scroll.
And to my scroll.
And I ask Father.
And I ask Father.
That you would.
That you would.
As it is in heaven.
As it is in heaven.
It would be in this earth.
It would be in this earth.
According to your design for me.
According to your design for me.
I come out of agreement.
I come out of agreement.
With every word.
Every soulish carnal prayer,
every suggestion or lie,
everywhere
that has said,
I will not complete my scroll,
that I have no purpose,
that has tried to influence my role,
and convinced me,
and caused me.
To go in a different direction.
I come into agreement with yours.
I ask Holy Spirit
that you would clean up the atmosphere around me.
That you would cleanse me.
Inside and out.
In every dimension.
Every realm.
Every sphere.
In the atmosphere,
under the rule of my authority,
that I walk in.
As believers,
and as a corporate body,
that you would drive down those deep roots in this region.
That the tree of life.
That you intended me to be,
to grow up,
into maturity,
and become,
and release the tree,
and release the healing,
to the nations around me.
That that wall of wine,
here,
that you would remove
all the dregs,
scrape off all the residue,
and sediment,
and the pure sweet wine
would begin to flow
with miracles,
signs,
and wonders
will begin to manifest
out of this realm,
here,
and become a raging river of your glory.
Yes. Yes.
I will become
a raging river of your glory.
You said the new wine cannot be contained
in old wineskins.
Lord,
this is not an old wineskin.
This is the new.
I'm declaring it to you.
This is the new.
This is the new.
So Father, this is the true wine.
So Father, this is the true wine.
So Father, I thank you.
So Father, I thank you.
For the invitation.
For the invitation.
Being released into the region.
Being released into the region.
To come and dine.
To come and dine.
And to drink your wine.
And to drink your wine.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For the freedom of expression.
For the freedom of expression.
That will break out.
That will break out.
Of here.
In new ways,
new dimensions,
new realms
of authority and fruitfulness,
that the almond will begin to be seen
on the branch,
and the branch will bear fruit,
blossom,
shoots,
and nuts,
as soon as the people see the almonds.
They will come and eat.
Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
For the release of the greater meat.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For the work that you're doing.
Lord, I thank you.
For the freedom of expression.
For the freedom of
From this day.
From this day.
This memorial weekend.
This memorial weekend.
The radical demonstration.
The radical demonstration.
Of the kingdom will begin to break out.
Of the kingdom will begin to break out.
Through the power of darkness.
Through the power of darkness.
That they try to keep them penned in.
But now let the walls fall.
Let the barriers fall.
Let the opposition fall.
Let the wind of change begin to blow.
Let the
kingdom begin to show.
For the demonstration of your power
is in me starting to work its way out.
Touching the north.
Touching the south.
Touching the east,
touching the west,
and your angels are working
full time for healing
for this region,
for your glory.
In Jesus' name we pray.
And I receive this prayer
and the fruits of this prayer.
This word will not return void.
Hallelujah.
No weapon
formed against me
can prosper.
This is the message of the Lord
that I have declared,
and it will not return void.
In Jesus' name we pray.
This will become
the Memorial Day weekend,
whereby this time next year,
this area will be changed
because of the Spirit of God in me,
who has touched
the hem of his garment.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. All things are possible. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. All things are possible. Lord, I receive.
Father, I thank you that this corporate prayer is changing the atmosphere in Chicopee, and it spreads to the triune cities. And it spreads to Massachusetts. And it spreads to New England. And it spreads to New York. And it spreads to northern eastern sections of Canada. And touching this region that you have given us authority, that this word will not return void, that it will reach every single area that you have given us authority, and we will see the fruit, and we will give the glory to you. And to you alone.